Hello there. This episode is sponsored by The Future. Difficult to see, always in motion, is the future. But I think this podcast is in your near future. If you like what you hear, please like, subscribe, tell your friends. And without further ado, here's the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Padawan Unlimited Podcast, a Star Wars Unlimited trading card game podcast. It's us three hosts this week again. Koi, Rob, how you guys doing?
Hoy. Thank you.
Hello there. Not too bad. Not too
yes. Bad. For those of you who are listening and not like watching this on YouTube, Rob has a hood like Darth Sidious. So he's rocking. It is really cold in our area. I don't know about where anyone else is located, but it's been in the we're in America.
Teens?
So we're talking about Fahrenheit, not Celsius, and it's been obscenely cold.
It's going to be single digits actually.
So. Oh really? Tonight? That's wild.
Looking forward to that in the city on Saturday.
Oh yeah, Hex and Co. for our plea for our
EQ, planetary baby. Qualifier.
Let's go. Yeah, if you're there, check out look out for
Me and Gil will both be there.
Rob Kyle, yeah. I'm not gonna make it, but have fun, guys.
It's gonna be probably one of the most competitive PQs out there because you have the entire KTOD staff or like team going over there. You're gonna have all McClunky. You're gonna probably have some Bothan network. You're gonna have like some big names all in the same room. It's gonna be very competitive. So
very congested area. So yeah, it's like a good spot for people to kind of come from south, north, west.
So. Yeah,
and we're gonna get smoked.
I'm not even gonna bring a competitive deck. I'm bringing a jank deck, like something that's like what, really
your Rex
off meta
or is it Obi?
It's gonna be Obi. It's gonna be Obi. I've been testing it a lot within the last couple days specifically. I mean, I've been tinkering with it for the last couple weeks, but I think it has some legs. I mean, it's really good at aggro. I think it's decent into mid range. The problem is hard control specifically, and I finally pulled a win off of Bossk Blue yesterday. Nice. So. I got them off the restock loop, and I won with an Ayla swing for the last 6 damage. And we both had no cards in our deck. It was a good win. It felt really good. I felt happy that it finally happened. I'm like, I did it.
It can be done.
Like, and it was main deck too. It wasn't. I didn't even sideboard in. So I think anyway. Some logistics before we kind of get into our topic today, which is going to be talking about the spoilers that have been released for set 4, Jump to Lightspeed, which is going to release mid-March, I think March 13th or something like that.
It's so like, yeah, for Friday, like second Friday or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Super excited for that. I have not pre-ordered any of those Carbonite booster boxes, but we'll see what happens if there's still time.
All right. Me and Corey got ours.
Well, I'll be sitting there watching you guys open those packs.
I mean, are there any left? That's the thing. It's going to be hard to find, I think. We'll see.
Are they already sold out off of Mythicosa's site? Do you know?
I don't know, actually.
I'll have to check. I mean, if I see Carbonite boxes going for discount already, I think I'll be okay if I decide to buy them later. Okay, going back to the original thing I want to talk about, I keep going on tangents. So the Padawan Limited YouTube channel, which is completely separate from the podcast, which, by the way, the podcast is doing amazing. We're almost at 1,000 monthly downloads, like regularly, like recurring, which is really cool. We've safely hit probably top 25% of podcasts, according to whatever statistics. So that's really awesome. Thanks to all for listening. Thank you guys for joining me as hosts. But also for the YouTube channel, finally got over 100 subs. I think we're at 106 as of
awesome, 10, man. Congratulations.
PM. So as we mentioned 2 weeks as I mentioned 2 weeks ago, this means I'm going to do a raffle. So in my hand, and if you're listening, in my hand, I have 50 legendaries that I'm going to raffle off. Not all of them, but I mean, like, we're going to do a shuffle, and like, I'll pick like 2 or 3 because I feel bad just doing one. I feel like I kind of want to share the wealth. So this is a deck, a play deck of 50 legendaries. So there are at max three of each. I have some ones that are like booty, like not necessarily really good, like unlimited power. I don't know if anyone can see that. But I do have like a Vader, you know.
Oh,
here I got
nice.
Dryden Voss's Short Final Showdowns, Satine Kree's. Wow, I really need to work on the
there you go.
The focal distance.
got a crate dragon. What else we got in here? Invasion of Christophsis is pretty bad. I mentioned I have an aggression. Oop. And some good stuff. Clones, General Grievous, Hyperspace is in here as well.
Whoa,
so,
Hyperspace.
Yeah, I got
that's some
you know,
nice
hey,
stuff there.
Ooh, an Avenger. Maybe if this pulls, that'd be kind of cool. Anyway, so there are a variety of legendaries from all three sets, needless to say, that I want to raffle off a couple. So I'm going to shuffle this now in front of you guys. I'm going to try to do it on screen so that no one can like say that like I'm faking it. I debated whether or not using a sideboard of like 10 rares just to mess around, but maybe in the future.
Should we do a random number generator and just count down?
Maybe.
To that number?
Yeah. Let's see. I'm gonna shuffle. I think I've shuffled enough. Well, it's seven, right? Is that the, like the normal like amount you're supposed to shuffle? That's like good seven times.
Sure.
Are there statistics on this?
I don't know. I think that's like the best way to shuffle. Anyway, so shuffled. I'm going to not look, and then I will pick one. Where do you think I should go? Top, bottom, middle?
Let's go two thirds down, maybe.
Like here. Like this way?
About there. Right about there.
All right, let's see what we got. Let's see what we got. We got one. General Grievous.
Oh hey. There's
Hyperspace
one
General Grievous.
Off.
So nice. this is one card that will be raffled off. Hyperspace Grievous. It's pretty nice. I have a double sleeve. All right. So let's didn't expect that one to get pulled. All right. Let's do one more shuffle. Let's do another shuffle. No, it's okay. I'm here. I'm happy to support the community. And thank you all for listening. So I'm going to shuffle one more time.
And thank you, Corey, for picking it.
I know. Thank Corey.
I'm just saying, like, all you podcasters, the listeners, go check out the YouTube and subscribe because you get a chance to win some cards.
Yeah. Okay, where should I pick now?
Top 25.
Top 25. This is the other way? This way? Here? All right. So top 25. Let's see what we got here. Tell me it's an Avenger. It's a clone.
Okay.
All right. Not bad.
I've seen some interesting stuff with clones and Luke decks.
I do like clones. And then let me shuffle one more time. Well, I'll do like three shuffles or something like that. These are actually good ones. I mean, I was going to use a clone in my Obi deck, so hope I have extra. All right. Last card.
Now you got to do it. We both picked.
Yeah, you pick, man.
All right. I'm going to do the top card over here. Let's see what
this is.
First card.
Aggression.
Oh, big hits. Big
Dude, these
hits.
These are all solid hits.
Yeah.
So, guys, so here's what we're going to do. If you are watching the channel and you want to participate, shout out, leave a comment. I don't know. What's your favorite Swoo card?
There you go.
There, or when you're more excited, but just any comment, really. And then you'll be entered into a drawing. For one of these three cards. If you are not a YouTube person, because not everyone wants to use YouTube, you want to use YouTube, and you still want to participate, send me an email at gil@padawanunlimited.com saying, hey, enter me, or something like that. Well, that sounded really awkward. But I'd be like, I want the raffle. I want one of these cards. So send me a note. I'll give you a shout out maybe if you want a shout out, and then you will also be entered into the raffle. And we'll do that raffle live next week. Or maybe not live, but we'll do the recording next Tuesday. And just, I'll, you know, if you win, I will ask for your mailing address, and then I'll send you one of these cards. So just to reiterate, it's a General Grievous, Hyperspace, Clone, and an Aggression. These are really good cards. So thanks.
You guys heard it here first. If you want Gil to answer you, just send him an email.
Send me an email or leave a comment on the YouTube and you'll get one entry into the raffle. And then I'll do the raffle. We'll do like the drawings at the next recording. So, and then I'll send it out to you. Okay, cool. So that was fun. I don't think I've actually seen people do raffles. I think they give away packs maybe, but I haven't seen any videos do that.
Well, so. I mean, those are great cards. So,
Oh yeah. I think this is going to get some, I mean, I hope so. I mean, I would probably enter too because I would.
Yeah,
General Grievous, Hyperspace.
Aggression is going to be interesting in the next set. That's for sure.
Yeah. So, Oh yeah, definitely will. So speaking of next set, which is a great segue, Rob, thank you so much. We are going to talk about the spoilers that have been coming out over the last couple of weeks. I mean, set four is shaping up to look really, really good, in my opinion. I don't know about you guys.
Well, yeah, I'm excited. There's the Django got some closers, so that makes me happy. That new Devastator is bonkers.
So for those of you for those who are like maybe not plugged in, what does the Devastator do? What does this need?
So it is a 9-cost, 9-6.
8-cost. 8-cost.
It was 8-cost?
Yeah, 8-cost.
Yeah. Okay, it's 8.
It's 8-cost. Yeah,
6. Because you can play it on six. Oh yeah, it's 8-cost. Yeah. Because you can play it on 6 with
Triple Dark.
Triple Dark. Yeah. So it's an 8-cost 9-6 that when it enters play does 4 indirect damage. But the kicker is that it has an ongoing ability that is you get to assign you as the player controlling the Devastator get to assign all indirect damage where normally it's assigned by your opponent. So with Ruthless Raider, the new Devastator, if you just pull it off of Triple Dark, you're doing 4 indirect that you assign, which is likely going to go to base, and then you're going to have getting all the smoke, all my sip moody things going on. So you're gonna get 9 that's probably gonna go to base plus that 4 that you're probably gonna assign. So 13 damage in a single turn. And if you're pulling it off of Triple Dark, then you know it's got a bunch of that's you know you can do it again in a later turn. The other one that kind of combos really interestingly with this one is they dropped Planetary Bombardment, also a legendary, another red. 6. This one's 6-cost, and it is deal 8 indirect damage. If you control a capital ship, deal 12 instead. And fun story, Ruthless Raider is a capital ship.
What about you, Corey?
Thrawn. I mean, Thrawn's one of my favorite characters from the Star Wars universe. And so, like, I was very disappointed, let's say, in what he is his ability in set one. And they were like, you know what? We're just going to put out another one. And instead of, like, trying to buff this Thrawn, we're going to just put out a new Thrawn and make him even better with more stuff. And like the new Chimera, like you mentioned, has been just synergizes so well with what Thrawn's doing. And I'm very excited to see, because there was a pretty good amount of like when defeated triggers on in set 2 or set 3 rather in yep. Twilight. And so I think that Thrawn could have some pretty cool synergies with that. Like you said, you mentioned the TIE fighter and just going heavy space stuff. I mean, it makes so much sense to have him as a leader, and it thematically it seems really cool. So I'm excited to see. And it's interesting how not all of the leaders are pilots. So
and he's not a pilot. He's just a unit. So I'm excited for that, because I still am a little dubious about leaders as pilots, although I'm starting to come around on it a little bit more the more I think about it, because like even Lando, who they spoiled, who like at first I was like, he seems a little lame. Like he's a 5-5 when he's used as an upgrade. He flips on 7, and then he's 5-7.
5-7 Sentinel.
Sentinel if you just flip him.
He turns whatever ship into a Sentinel also.
Yeah, he turns the ship that he's attached to into a Sentinel. But it's like, man, you know, like 5-7 seems bad, and like, okay, I guess a 5-5 is okay. But then when you really think about it, it's like it's 5-5 on top of whatever else you're attaching it to, and he's flipping on 7, so it's gonna be a later ship anyway. So it's like, you know, maybe it's a ship you flip on 7, or it's a the one that you played on 6, and you're adding +5/+5 to that. That's not going to be insignificant.
Yeah, I think his ability is interesting. His front, it's because you're really just Lando is trying to give you Sentinel or shields, like that's like his thing, and we'll see how that works. But I think one of the interesting parts about Lando is that you can do things in different arenas. Mm-hmm. So that's also interesting. We'll see, especially with all these like other like when defeated abilities and stuff, how this kind of shapes up. He seems a little slow.
He does,
For sure. But we shall see. Because I mean, like if you think about it, if that Chimera or any of those other big capital ships comes out, but then you're giving Sentinels and shields on like a dinky token, like you're stopping a big ship with like a fighter. Yeah. you know, and that which buys you time to then build your board if you need to, and you can just keep doing it. So, yeah, I mean, yeah. We'll see. I mean, the cards haven't really come out yet to really show how vulnerable a leader might be or how strong it might be. But someone like Lando seems like he could maybe have some legs. I hope he does. That'd be really cool.
It looks like they're trying to get hero control going a little bit with him.
Yeah, but he seems like one that you could build around.
Yeah, but it's always villainy has been. I was just gonna say villainy control has just been so much more dominant. Like Yoda's out now, which is good. But yeah, it looks like they're trying to push more hero control here.
Yeah.
Well, and that blue pilot, the academy graduate, that's a great one. That's like a 2-cost. Plus, I think it's +2/+2 is Sentinel, like as a pilot.
It's basically
upgrade.
A crafty.
Yeah, it's a crafty that you. Well, it's not exactly because it doesn't have the shield, but it grants Sentinel, right? So it's like you have. Oh, so
there's one that was like a 2/2 shielded unit. No, you're not talking about. It's a ground unit, not a pilot.
I'm talking about the pilot. I'm talking about there's like a pilot that the academy
graduate academy graduate.
Yeah,
the graduates. 1/2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 1/2. That's what it is. It's +1/+2 is Sentinel. So it's like Sentinel on demand on any vehicle.
Yeah, cost. Yeah.
Yeah. That, you know, again, like I think about these and like where you're going to be playing them, like that played early or like that, the smuggler, the 1/1 for 1.
I think those, like, so we were talking, the independent smugglers, the 1/1/1 with like raid 1. It gives you, you know,
it's raid 1. That's what it is. Yeah.
So I think those cards are really just like draft cards. Like, those are going to be really good in draft. You're going to want that on your thing because you're not going to have someone who's just going to rivals fall your perilous position you because unless you're doing a chaos draft of some sort where they have multiple sets in like a draft. But I think this is going to be like a really good card for drafting. Maybe not necessarily competitive play because, I mean, upgrade hate is too real. It's never going to go away unless like there's like some type of immunity card that has to do with upgrades, you know? But it could be interesting. I'm with you. I think that piloting is going to be interesting as a mechanic, because it can dynamically shift whatever is going to happen to your card. Yeah. Like, it can make a card a leader, you know, like that changes things.
The thing that is, really interesting to me is the decision making that you're going to have to make now. Cause now you're having cards that can play in both lanes essentially. And yep. So you're going to have to make a decision. It's like, is this going to make more sense on the ground or should I be putting it in space on a card that I already have out there? Am I making a, you know, risky decision by having one unit that needs to be dealt with instead of having two units? So there's a lot of decision spaces here that this piloting, you know, is going to introduce. And there, you know, it just opens up so much more gameplay opportunities, I think.
Lane dodging is going to be very, very difficult to do now because... I think what you can go in that direction much more.
Yeah, one card can go either way. So,
yeah.
Well, what I was going to say is don't forget that like there are going to be vehicles on the ground that you can attach those pilots to. So it's not just limited to playing it as an upgrade in space or playing it on the ground. It's you can also attach it to other vehicles that are on the ground.
Yeah, no, for sure. We kind of talked about how control going towards heroism might be a thing this set, and we already know that like designers have talked about. Each set has a thing and it's going to try to do something and they're always going to try to reconfigure, you know, they're going to try to shift the meta. Like we know that, we know this is a fact. That's something they've kind of talked about. So speaking about control, you saw the 35 point base, right? I think it's Colossus, but you only start with one.
I guess you still have the resource too. So you just have an opening hand of 3.
And we were kind of joking in like one of the other discords that like, so what happens if you mulligan? Like, do you get the 6 back? Like as a rule.
I mean,
anyway,
it's still a starting hand, right?
Yeah, so. I know.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's probably 5.
No, but... I know. We're just joking. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to break the rules or not. What do you think about the base? What do you think about that rare base?
I like that they're going up in damage as well, because we've only seen bases that have gone down. As far as this is such a good ability. Now we're getting bases that are like, well, we're going to give you a handicap, but we'll give you a little more health here. And so that is interesting to me, just as, again, how it changes decision-making and the mathing of things. Because now, like, we're so used to, like, 30 is the max. Like, we've never seen anything for a whole year. 30 has been the max. But now we have to go beyond that and make those decisions. And, like, Piat, like, blue-green villain, like, come on. That leader with him.
Like, yeah. Yeah, well, and that's I think that's the thing that's interesting for particularly for control. Like now you're giving them like one of the big problems that they always they have is like getting to the point where they can drop their big stuff, and then like now you're saying, okay, well you got five more HP, like that probably buys you at least a turn.
Yeah,
So
and
I
Palpatine
think a
could
lot
be
of
really good with this base. Just like you're getting that card draw with killing your own thing, so.
yeah, exactly. So yeah, exactly. If you mulligan into like what do you call it? A Pershing or something that'll get you card draw early. You can overcome that. So I think it's gonna be good. I mean, like I think you're gonna see that one used a lot. I'll be honest. Anyone who's playing blue control is gonna want to play that. Or let's say like blue as their base, and then
At
some
first
other.
impressions make it seem very strong. Like one card, like card advantage is really good, but like in the beginning, is it as important? I don't know. Like
Yeah.
that's where can you overcome it?
I
That's
think
gonna be
you,
the
yeah,
question.
I
th
With just Pershing, for example, like you drop him and then you can start getting your card advantage
Next
back.
turn you're back to neutral. Yeah.
Yeah,
And
unless they
Bossk
wait.
with his bounties and stuff, like you can, there's definitely ways.
Do you think we've seen a couple more cards that are doing things with indirect damage?
Yeah. I'm excited for indirect damage. I think that's a very neat, like, because we've seen it with CAD, right? Essentially, it's the same idea. But I'm excited to see how that plays again. Like, all these things are just making you have to make new decisions in new ways is very exciting.
Yeah, I do want to see the full like rules text for it, just because I know it's not entirely
Oh, you did
clear.
have that question.
Yeah, if you're allowed to like assign damage beyond unit's base HP with indirect damage, or does it have to like so? In other words, because planetary bombardment, it's either going to be very good if you have to assign, or you can only assign up to HP value, or if it's just like, hey, you do 12 damage, I'm going to deal it all to a wing leader.
Yeah,
Then
I think
it's
that goes against the spirit of what it's trying to do,
yeah.
I would
Well,
say.
yeah, but we haven't seen the text of the rules, so we don't know yet. So if it is, I kind of tend to agree with you though, Gil. I mean, it's the way that it's worded, because they say units and base. Like the implication is that you would be assigning it across multiple units potentially, and there would be no reason to do that if you couldn't, if you could just assign it all to one thing. That's not your base. So my hope is that that is accurate, and then we'll see, because yeah, indirect damage is going to be strong. And then again, you get now that we already know of at least one unit. It may only be the Devastator, but like we know of at least one unit that's gonna affect that the ability to assign or how you assign. And that's always when you start to break some of those rules, you start to get some powerful combos going off of that usually.
Yeah, they've been showing a lot, at least within the last couple of days, a lot of combos with blue specifically.
Yep.
I am very interested to see what the combos look like for like command. You haven't really seen too many command moves
Yeah,
for
green is.
some not even really cunning. I mean, we saw like it's a trap, I guess, but like nothing of the other colors or the
Yeah.
other aspects has been necessarily
Look,
inspiring except for blue and
yellow
red.
is strong enough. They don't need more help.
I mean, cutting alone, right? So it's
Yeah,
crazy.
exactly. Like cunning alone. Yeah, again, my whole thing is like, because I was at a tournament this past week, and everyone's talking about, oh, when do you think they're going to ban Han 1? When do you think they're going to ban Han 1? It's like, they're not going to ban Han 1. At the very, at if they're going to ban anything, what they're going to do is they're going to ban cunning. Because the strength of that deck, as well as the strength of
No,
Mando. Yeah,
it's
look, the
I've.
reason, or sorry, the reason that sorry, the reason that Boba was strong, and the reason that Han is, or not the only reason, but one of the reasons that they're strong, is they ask you so many questions that you have to answer very early in the game. One of which is, can you deal with cunning on four? And I mean, look,
Nah.
I'm not saying that it's likely. I think, but if they are going to make any bans, it's not going to be Han. It's not going to be that. It's going to be cunning.
Nah, I doubt it. And here's what I mean, because like cunning is great, don't get me wrong, but again, it requires you to be a double for it to be super efficient, you need to be double cunning, which cuts all this other stuff out. It's not like Han is unbeatable even with cunning. Like you
Yeah.
could still beat it. So and if their baseline from last set was Boba just took 50% of the share, right? Like, there's Han is not winning 50% of everything.
Yeah, Han's not. Yeah, no, I agree.
And then if not, and also Cunning is not winning 50% of anything. I think it's maybe higher than it should be. I think in some other car games, maybe like 10% is like the threshold of like where you want to not, like if your meta share is bigger than 10%, then it's like you need to adjust things. Mm-hmm. But we'll, I don't know, we'll see. I don't think they're going to do any big bans for the I doubt it.
Hopefully this set kind of changes the game a little bit.
Yeah, I think Corey's right that this set's going to kind of just change like everything.
Oh yeah, no, like, agreed. Well, I mean, so. just alone, we've got, you know, the vehicle focus alone is going to make things very interesting. You know, I think we're going to, you know, shift into space is going to be a big one, right? I think it's going to get, I have a feeling it's going to be a little bit inverse, right? We're going to have more units in space now than we will on the ground.
Well, I said there's going to be 36 ships, I think they said, for 36? The set.
Was it 36 ships or 36? Those were the 36 that were like, that they're doing the, prestiges for. Like, there's probably more than 36. It's just there's 36 prestige variants.
Mm-hmm.
Which if I'm gonna buy some cards for the next set for like for that cost, I think I'll just buy the prestige straight as singles. I don't know if I want to go hunting for them.
I'm very curious to see how the values go for these cards, because if they're a limited print run and they never, and I'm gonna take them on their word with this set that they're not gonna print them ever again. I'm very curious to see how much is being printed.
Dude, they would piss off so many people, and by they I mean like MFG. Which
I mean, completely destroyed if they did that, because then you can't trust them ever again.
That's true. And so far they've been really good with their word, and I really respect that about them. They're also really relatively straightforward and transparent with, you know, whatever issues that arise in the community and stuff. So I'm with you. I don't think they necessarily go back on their word, but if they did, hell.
So is there a card for you, Gil? Like, I know you asked us, but is there a card for you that stood out that's like, oh man, this card's gonna change everything?
I don't know if it's anything that's gonna change everything, but a card that I really like and is Director Krennic, the new two.
Oh, Krennic, yeah.
Is he the one? I think he's like the crafty, right?
He's the crafty.
He's two shielded.
He's an Imperial official traits, 2/2 shielded, and the first unit you play each round that has a when defeated ability costs one less. So you can cheat out units even more with him on the board. And he's a 2 cost, right? So that's just.
That's like, a turn one. Yeah, that's a turn one play. Yeah. No, yeah. They're Thrawn. I mean, they've given Thrawn, the new Thrawn, a lot of support. And I think he's going to be, it's not that the deck is going to build itself, but I think there's going to be a lot of stuff there that's good to play with, frankly. And
I mean, this is his set, right? I mean, this is
so we got 5 more minutes left on the board, so last final thoughts about set 4 and the spoilers so far, maybe any bold predictions. You know how I kind of like talking about those.
Definitely.
We'll start off with you, Corey. Any bold predictions for set 4 or anything?
I mean, this is jump to light speed. We're in space. My big, like, the boldest prediction you can make is we have to see a Death Star card, but either a base or something, right? It's got to be something Death Star. Because Galactic Ambition is kind of a Death Star card, but we got to have something. I think it's got to be a Death Star.
Yeah. That'd be super exciting. How about you, Rob?
Legendary unit Thrawn's gonna be fire.
Unit Thrawn, nice.
Ooh, unit Thrawn.
Calling out the rarity too, like it.
And legendary, calling your shot now.
Come on, he's got to be a legendary.
No, they're gonna make him like a rare. It's gonna be dumb. No.
Okay, well then he'll be a broken rare like Maul was.
Yeah.
Too.
I think for me, I'm looking for bold prediction. I'm going really bold here. Space whales.
We're
gonna bring out the space whales as like a unit, like creature, like an actual creature within the game. Because they're around. They were in Ahsoka. They were in Rebels. Yeah. They've been around, you know, and they've always been really helpful. I think it's gonna be. I hope if they do it, it's like a utility card of some sort.
Mm.
Like,
what would you want their ability to be? Like, you gotta call that now. Like, is it a when played? Is it on a on when defeated? Because we got those when defeated stuff. We gotta unpack.
I think it's gonna be if it is something, it's gonna be when played, because I've never seen a space well defeated.
Fair enough. Yeah.
It's probably going to give you like a take or something like that. Like if I had to guess, right? You know, because like you know, the idea is that they jump into hyperspace and they take you with them. So like you know, it comes out and it brings something with it. Probably
you pilot a space whale and it gets a special upgrade. I don't know, whatever. It's going to be something wild. I hope so.
Is it going to be a unit then? Or
I think it'll be a unit. It has to be a unit.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun.
I could see like a U-Wing type of thing where, like you were saying, Rob, you could bring like, oh, I play this and bring, you know, play something from your discard that was like, you know, kind of like Palpatine's return in a way. With because we need some graveyard help, right? So let's get some graveyard help here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I will say they did spoil some art for Ahsoka, like a series, you know, from the series Ahsoka. So it's like the Rosario Dawson. You know, version of Ahsoka they've spoiled art for. So I think, you know, if we probably gonna see an adult Ezra at that point, you know, we've already kind of seen adult Sabine. Well, no, we've seen adult Sabine in this set. So space whales, hey man, it fits right in with where, you know, where they're what they're showing. So
that's nice. The hope and dream. FFG, sponsor me, please. That's kidding. All right, guys. Thank you so much for your time this evening. It's been fun to talk about set 4. I'm excited to wrap all these cards next week. So as a gentle reminder, if you've made it to the end, submit a comment on the YouTube, maybe a review, or send me an email at gil@padawanunlimited.com. And we'll make sure that you get into that raffle for next week. Yep. All right, everyone.
Say, how do I set the PQ if you're there?
Yeah, we'll see. And then until next time, may the force be with you.